Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you. And if you want to hold on for just a moment, we need to take care of some off-air stuff here. So be a little patient if you are on hold. So I perhaps have been misled. I have been under the impression that dynamic pricing, the first time that it's been in Buffalo, has been for Bruce Springsteen tickets. But the last caller of the last hour schooled me. I don't know who is correct because, frankly, I haven't wanted to. I've had no interest in going to a Sabres game in some time. I'm sorry, but I just don't. As far as Bills games, the honest to God truth is I would much rather watch the games on TV than I would at a stadium. It's not that I'm agoraphobic. It's just I get a better view when it's on TV, and they always are. So anyway, the dynamic pricing for Bruce Springsteen has raised howls of protest from some people, and it's one of these things where I completely understand if you're online – and you have to negotiate a very busy web page. You think that you have scored tickets to see Bruce Springsteen for, let's say, $100. And it turns out that those tickets are actually $500 by the time you get around to being taken care of. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, can you think of any other area in the consumer world where that happens? What if the? Could you imagine if your gas station? Well, I know it says what it says on the sign, but because of demand, it's actually $3 more a gallon than what the sign says. We wouldn't tolerate that, not for 1 minute. Here is Mike in, we shouldn't give him any ideas, right? Mike in Lancaster, you're on WBEN. You have a situation with Bruce Springsteen tickets?
Yes, I can pretty much confirm that, you know, you click on what you think are tickets. I was looking for tickets in the 200 level, and they were around $250. And when I got the checkout with the additional fees, it was close to $1,000 for the tickets.
Wait, okay, but the fees did not make up the difference between the $1,000 and the $200 per ticket.
No, they doubled. They doubled when you got to the checkout screen.
So what did you, first of all, where are the seats? Are they any good?
I didn't take them. I said that was ridiculous.
What was your cutoff point? Did you have in your mind a cutoff point of, okay, I think I'm getting these tickets for $200, but let me see where they are by the time I have to pay for them?
Yeah, I probably set my limit around $250.
Okay, so you were not one who was going to be raked over the coals or taken to the cleaners to see Bruce Springsteen. For those who have not tried to get Springsteen seats, can you just explain the whole process from start to finish of you going on the site until the moment you said, I don't want these seats, not for $1,000?
I was in the queue right at 10 o'clock, and there was the screen said there was 2,000 people ahead of me, And when I finally, or I should say the lobby, and then they put you in the queue, after about 15 minutes, screen said that, you know, I was next in line to select the tickets. And then you can go to the map and go to the section and select your tickets then and click on them. And you go through the checkout process, and that's when you get surprise.
I'm stunned. I'm stunned. I can understand. I mean, okay, at this point, like, what are your thoughts on Bruce Springsteen? Have they changed since this experience?
No, I mean, I guess I don't fault him as much as maybe the promoter and the venue. I mean, I've been to six or eight Springsteen shows and, you know, never had encountered this before. So, you know, as far as maybe ranking responsibility for it, I'd say I would just say the promoter, the venue, and then possibly the artist.
I'm not sure what the split is. I'm not sure who gets what out of the dynamic pricing, but I don't think Bruce is going to be last at the feeding trough.
No, definitely not. I mean, I saw McCartney in Syracuse this summer. I saw the Eagles back in the spring, and you know, didn't encounter this at all.
No.
Now you're at the hands of the resellers that do have tickets that have, you know, doubled them again on the resale market.
Interesting. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Of course, you know, sometimes the resellers don't do very well. Simon and Garfunkel, when they came to Buffalo many years ago now. I also took my mom to that show. Simon and Garfunkel, the promoter actually lost money selling me the tickets that he apparently had overpaid for, thinking the demand was going to be greater than it was for Simon and Garfunkel. And I actually offered, I said, do you want me to send you extra money? And he laughed. He said, I make enough on every other artist. I can take this hit, but you're the only person ever to ask if they could make me whole. So I kind of was a little bit honored by that, feeling kind of like a sucker, but he didn't even want it. But it was a terrific show, and glad I went, because Simon and Garfunkel, they're both 80 years old, both graduates of Forest Hills High School. And did you know that Paul Simon actually went to Brooklyn Law School for a couple of years until 63, when he started to really break out in music? I didn't know that until I looked it up last night. All right, 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Your experiences with dynamic pricing. What happened with you and Bruce Springsteen? And was the previous hour's caller correct? This is not the first time dynamic pricing has been used in Buffalo. Was that caller correct? Because, again, I don't see bands that are ever going to be able to do dynamic pricing. Unless, of course, if Paul McCartney comes back to town. But even with McCartney, there's a limit. There's a limit. I've spent my money with Paul McCartney. If I never saw Paul McCartney again, I'd be okay with that. Ringo's a lot more reasonable. I do regret not seeing George Harrison play. I'm not sure if he came to Buffalo on his solo tour ever, but I've watched videos of George back in the 90s, and he was still really pretty awesome, especially the tour he did with Eric Clapton. All right, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Give me your thoughts, your takes, your experiences with dynamic pricing and Bruce Springsteen in particular, because it's got a lot of people pretty frosted. Scott, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Tom. I have an example for you, and it might hit home. So tell me, would you consider media advertising dynamic pricing? Because if I buy a commercial 3-4 months in advance, and all of a sudden I get a notice that my spot was preempted for a higher price, is that not the same?
Why do I feel like I'm walking into a trap? Does this involve my employer?
Well, any media is pretty much, if you're sold out, right? you'll get a preemption notice.
Was
that somebody paid?
Was everything? Was look? I don't think it's right. I mean, but look, I'm not management. I'm just a working schnook. Okay, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right. Whatever your contract says is what your contract says. Maybe your contract had a clause for being preempted. I don't know.
Right.
But my personal feeling is it's not right no matter who does it.
I don't disagree, but especially television, it's every single day that goes on.
Well, again, I think you'd need to look at the particular contract you signed. But again, I don't think that's right. We would not tolerate this in any other area of human enterprise. If people were buying cars and this happened, and this is pretty bad time to be a car buyer right now, it wouldn't happen. It couldn't happen. Gasoline, we wouldn't tolerate it. But did you try to get Springsteen? Did you try to get Springsteen seats?
No, I did not. I was just commenting on the example. So.
All right. Thank you. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I'm not actually sure that is a perfect analogy to this, because I think it would depend on the how the contract was written for advertising. Here, you're going into a situation where you think you have what I would call a contract to buy seats for $200, but by the time you get to checkout, they've changed the terms of the deal, and now it's $500. And I guess you know in advance that the tickets could go up in price, but still, there's something that strikes me as being very sleazy about this way of buying tickets. Bruce Springsteen or no Bruce Springsteen, like I said, folks, I'd be perfectly fine going to my grave without ever having seen Bruce Springsteen. It's fine. It's not costing me any sleep. But some of you are big fans of Bruce Springsteen, and many of you are complaining about the dynamic pricing. And again, the caller in the previous hour said this is not the first time dynamic pricing has been in Buffalo. Is that in fact the case? Have you guys been doing this for hockey games? Have you done this for other concerts like Phil Collins? Because every report that I've read says that this is the Springsteen thing is the first time that this has been done in Buffalo, unless I'm sorely mistaken. 803, and there's always a chance I could be sorely mistaken. Hey, the one thing I do want to mention again, if you are just calling and the first things you're going to say to Lucas Buckley are, I don't want to go on the air, but please don't call, okay? Because you can't help me. You can't help yourself. You can't help Lucas. All you do is give Lucas an ulcer. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Daryl in Lancaster. Daryl, you are on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Obviously listening to the show, and I just went on Ticketmaster 2 minutes ago just to check this out, and they had Section 104, $550 a piece. So
I'm sorry, I missed the price. It cut out. We're having phone issues again.
I'm sorry, $550 a seat, but then I proceeded to check out, and it was $300 in fees in addition to the ticket. So I just like, okay, so I'm not going to buy them, cancel out, and then I went on a floor seat, and they were $800 and $400 a ticket in fees.
Okay, this is... That is absolutely ridiculous. Did you get a breakdown of the fees?
No, the fee was just like $800, you know, so $1,600 for the tickets, $400 in fees, so call it $200 a ticket in that. And then the other one was $150 the ticket in fees for the Section 104. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And who is tacking on the fees? Is that a Ticketmaster fee? Is it a venue fee?
It just said fee. Yeah.
So not only are you getting screwed in the price of the ticket, but like one of the earlier callers said, you're paying ridiculous amount of money in fees. Even Alice Cooper, $25 fee for Alice Cooper. I'm sorry, Alice Cooper is a little bit past well done, don't you think?
Yeah, and I did go. My son and I went to see McCartney in Syracuse. It was absolutely fantastic. And you did pay a good chunk of change, but I said, you know, once in a lifetime, let's do it, things like that. But the fees were, I can't even remember what the fees, I didn't even blink at the fees. It was like $30.
Well, which still, you know, again, not to say, hey, back in the old days, but back in the old days, you could see a concert for $10 or less. I gotta look this up. I believe Woodstock tickets were $75 for 3 days. I'd have to look that up, but you wouldn't have wanted to go there anyway.
No, but the good old days where, you know, you know, someone comes to town and you go wait in line at Ticketmaster or Mighty Tot, not Ticketmaster, you know, at the Odd or, you know, one of the record stores that would get an allotment of tickets and things like that. And there were fees onto that. I'm sure if we look at ticket stubs, so on and so forth. But again, you know, I didn't mind $30, $25, $30 for Paul McCartney 2 months ago. But you're looking at those fees, it's like, holy smokes.
Well, actually, check this out. Woodstock, 1969. 3 day tickets. How much do you think they cost?
You said 75.
No, nope, I was wrong.
I'll say 30.
Nope. $18 in advance, $24 at the gate. That's for Woodstock.
A little bit better concert.
I'm sorry?
I said a little bit of a better concert.
Well, okay, as far as the acts, yeah, but
right.
As far as the conditions,
exactly.
You couldn't have paid me to have been at Woodstock. It was an absolute disaster. Rain, no food, no sanitation. Awful.
But they didn't charge any fees.
I'm not sure what their fees were, but
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely outrageous. Outrageous.
Okay. Guys, have you had the same experience with fees with your tickets? It's bad enough, dynamic pricing, but then they gouge you a little bit more for fees. And I don't know what your budget is like, but I have a hard time believing that Western New Yorkers have this kind of money, especially because nobody's working and everybody is short-staffed. And every business owner says, do you have any living bodies that you might send my way? I might take the dead ones if they're fresh enough. Let's go to Lou in Buffalo on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Great show. I can tell you that dynamic pricing has actually been in Buffalo for quite a while. And maybe not labeled as such, but just take Sabres games. You have your platinum games, your gold clip games, and your bronze games. And then you go to different games, and they're all priced accordingly. Or if you want to go to a Monday night football game for the Buffalo Bills, I looked, you know, a decent seat there. You're talking $400 or $500 for a single seat, you know, for those games. And, you know, those they change them dynamically, I guess, according to, you know, what the draw is going to be. But I will say I'm really surprised that Bruce didn't have a problem with the corporate greed. And, you know, he's a big advocate of this, so I was a little surprised that he allowed his fans to be subjected to this corporate greed and didn't offer to, I don't know, maybe do it for free even. Who knows?
Yeah, he's not going to do it for free. I'm not sure how much money he's getting in royalties these days and how well he invested in the past. But as far as, like, the Sabres games with the different level of tickets, they don't change the price, do they? If you get if you're online to get a platinum ticket, they don't say, okay, you want to see the Pittsburgh Penguins, it's going to the Colorado Avalanche. You thought you were getting your seats for $60. We're changing it. It's $120.
Right.
They're not doing that.
I can tell you that I don't know for sure if they do that, because the only time that we ever want to go is a game that I've looked at, and they're like $500-$600, you know, for a ticket, and I'm just not going to do it.
No.
The most I think I've ever paid was $675. I took my wife to see the Three Tenors, and we were in the nosebleeds for that. But that was, to me, like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I was bored to death. She loved it. But, you know. So they've definitely been around in other events in Buffalo. I've seen them.
I don't know that technically we would call what the Sabres do dynamic pricing. I mean, this is if that's dynamic pricing, what they're doing for Springsteen is ultra dynamic pricing.
Exactly. No, it for sure is. I guess my point is, to me, static means steady. Dynamic means it fluctuates. Yeah. So if one game is one price and another is another, that kind of meets the definition, but I'm a bit of a of a stickler when it comes to grammar, probably more than I should be.
No, there's nothing wrong with being precise, but I guess technically you are talking about dynamic pricing, but then I think we have to define the Springsteen thing as ultra dynamic pricing, high speed dynamic pricing. How's that? All right, thank you very much. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with wanting to get things right. Technically, I think the caller is right. That would be dynamic pricing if it's game by game, and it is game by game, yeah. But when it literally changes minute by minute for Springsteen, high-speed dynamic pricing, I don't think that's cool at all. At least when you're buying tickets to see one of the better teams coming in with a star attraction, they're not going to change the price midway through the transaction. Which is what is happening with Springsteen, not to mention the service charges, which seem absolutely absurd.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No, they're never going to do dynamic pricing. I just don't see it in the Dan's future. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Thursday. And I hope you're having a good day. Thanks very much for making this station a part of your day. And I want to thank somebody who sent in the I had written a piece on Facebook, the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, about a really really gross commercial, really an inappropriate commercial the other day that I had seen. And somebody said, have you seen the Ballsy ads? And I watched it online and I couldn't believe that that was a thing, but that was a thing. It's a product. Let's just say this, designed for men who want to be super, super clean. All righty then. And then there was another one for hair down there. And I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen, the ad features a dancing, singing pubic hair. I showed it to somebody last night. She said, is that a real thing? I said, see for yourself. It's a real thing. Gillette Venus. I am not kidding. I could not make this up if I wanted to. In a way, it's hilarious, and in another way, it is absolutely revolting. It's a strange thing. All right, so anyway, it is 3:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and I want to switch things up a little bit and get away from the dynamic pricing thing, because it dawned on me, I'm a little slow in my uptake, you'll forgive me, it dawned on me that I had mentioned Woodstock, and a couple of very interesting things about Woodstock, very quickly. I told you before what the ticket prices were in advance and at the door, and eventually it became a free concert because they simply couldn't keep people out. People were just coming and coming and coming. Traffic was at an absolute standstill. Woodstock in 1969 has been so romanticized over the years. It has been so glorified, hailed as this watershed moment in American history. But for the people who were there, it was a mess. It was seriously, the more I read about it, the more I think, wow, I'm sure glad I wasn't older in 1969. I'm sure glad I didn't subject myself to that. It sounds absolutely hellish. Nobody was dressed for the elements. People had to have makeshift tents. Some of the former GIs, they were among the best to deal with the inclement weather in very hostile terrain, basically a cow pasture, which was liquefied. Now, what do cows do a lot of? Well, that was liquefied. It was running all over the place. Can you imagine the smell at Woodstock? The guy who owned the farm, Max Yasger, he made out the best of anybody involved with that particular concert event. He was paid $75,000 in 1969. He was paid $75,000 for the use of his, 600-acre farm? $75,000. When you go back and you look at the pay of performers, it was staggeringly low by today's standards. There was not a hottest band in the land in 1969 than Creedence Clearwater Revival. They signed up $10,000. That is what they made out of Woodstock. And the whole list of paydays from Woodstock, reading it now, it's laughable what they were paying performers. And yet, I realize we're talking about 1969 dollars, and you have to take into account inflation. But the people who put on Woodstock, the concert, they actually did not break even. Now, whether this was an accounting trick, I don't know. They did not break even until 10 years after, which is ironic since 10 years after was one of the bands at Woodstock with Alvin Lee. They did not make out until a decade after, until 1979, with sales of the movie and sales of the audio from the concert. 10 years supposedly to break even. And like I said, I don't know if that was some kind of a funky accounting trick or anything else. But, you know, you go back, and one of the cool things about the internet is you can pull up pretty much anything at any time. And you go back and you watch performances by people like Alvin Lee and 10 years after. Absolutely electrifying performance of I'm Going Home. You look up The Who, See Me, Feel Me. Unbelievable performance. Now, the movie left out the part where Pete Townsend had to use his guitar as a weapon and told that basically said, if anybody else comes up on this blanking stage, I will blanking kill them. Peace and love at Woodstock. Uh-huh. But there were some great performances there. Great, great, great performances there at Woodstock. And even people that faded quickly into obscurity, like Country Joe and the Fish, they were good. The one thing that always stood out, though, was, and everybody says this, Sha Na Na. If you look at the list of Woodstock performers, if Sha Na Na doesn't jump out at you as why? What were they thinking? Jefferson Airplane, Jimi Hendrix, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young. Sha Na Na? I'm sorry. Come again with that, would you? All right. It is 3:43 at News Radio 930 WBEN. But yeah, I guess the takeaway there is sometimes things get glorified. they get glorified. And the fact is, they weren't a lot of fun for a lot of people. And I was thinking locally, the blizzard of 77 has become this epic, unbelievably once-in-a-lifetime moment in Western New York. If you were alive during the blizzard of 1977, you know of what I speak. It was bitterly cold. It was bitterly windy. It was abysmally snowy with the snow blowing in from off the lake. And we lost 30 people, roughly 30 people, to death in the blizzard of 77, because that was the era before cell phones. It wasn't like you could just get on a cell phone if you ran out of gas and say, I think I'm at such and such location. And the 911 dispatcher could say, well, I see where your location is because you're using a cell phone, and we'll get somebody right out to you, or, you know, we'll make sure that somebody gives you a hand. It wasn't like that in 1977. You were on the road. You were on your own. And that was something that we talk about it now almost with this sense of reverence. I'm guilty of this myself. Talk about it with a sense of reverence, the blizzard of 77. But we forget, it wasn't a lot of fun for an awful lot of people. And it's the same thing with Woodstock. It's been so glorified and so hailed as this watershed moment, and yet when you read the accounts by people who are actually there, it doesn't sound like anything I'd want to be within 100 miles of. Seriously. Ugh. Anyway, and the garbage afterwards for a bunch of hippies. Wow, were they a bunch of slobs? Of course, partially, I don't think they had enough trash receptacles. They certainly didn't have enough the toilets or sanitary facilities, and there was not enough food to go around. There was a Jewish organization that got together, understanding that Woodstock was a humanitarian man-made crisis. Yes, a man-made humanitarian crisis. And this Jewish group started bringing dill pickles and sandwiches to the concert location. How they got to the concert location remains a mystery to me, because traffic was not moving for miles and miles around it. They were helicoptering people in and out, talking about the performers. It's the only way they could possibly make an appearance on stage. But if that sounds like fun to you, okay, that's great. It doesn't sound like fun to me. Then again, I don't understand fishing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I never will. And I always end up next to the guy who wants to show me the pictures of his catches. Like, dude, I really, you know what? I've seen dead fish before. I have no interest in seeing your pictures of a dead fish. I'm sorry, just not my thing. Camping, also not my thing. I consider roughing it to be Marriott. That to me is roughing it. Sleeping outside, fighting the insects, does not sound appealing. I know for some of you, it's a way of life. For some of you, it's a way of getting in touch with nature. To me, what I think of when I hear about people talking about camping is my brother Billy coming back from Allegheny State Park. When I say he was covered from head to toe in mosquito bites, I think that may be an understatement. He had mosquito bites on top of mosquito bites. I remember putting calamine lotion all over him. This was I don't think we had Benadryl cream or Benadryl spray back then, but that poor kid, and I call him a kid because he was at that point, and I was his little brother. At that point, you basically had to make do with what was available as an itching remedy. But I can still see my brother's body to this day covered in what can only be described as a minefield of mosquito bites. It was bad. Now, this is the same guy, used to work at a certain fried chicken place, and this is something that probably would not be tolerated today. He would work at this fried chicken place. He would come home. He would have burns. I mean, bad burns up and down the length of his arm. And even as a kid, I used to think, let me get this straight. You're a teenager. They're letting you work at this job where basically you're going to end up like Joan of Arc, going up in flames one of these days. Could never understand why a teenager was allowed to do that job. even as a little kid. It just, it struck me as being weird. All right, those were just some random ramblings on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know what I want to talk about with you guys on the phone is the fact that we are almost at the month of August. Can you believe this? I mentioned this yesterday, probably around this time. I don't know where the summer has gone. Spring and summer were a little slow in getting here. Do you remember certain days in spring where usually it would be 70, 75 degrees? It was 50 degrees with a wintry wind blowing. Okay, so then summer finally hits us, and it's in full bloom right now. And it's already the end of July. This is the 28th day of July. On Monday, it is going to be the 1st of August. Summer of 2022, where have you gone? So I mentioned the calendar earlier, and it's not because I'm really into watching the calendar, but it does kind of surprise me that August seems to have sneaked up from out of nowhere and climbed onto our backs. And it also dawned on me that many of you may be looking for ideas for a getaway. Ideas for a getaway. I'm going to divide this into two categories. There are those of you who have children who are looking to get away. There are those of you who are part of a couple looking to get away. And, of course, you're looking for different attractions depending on where you happen to be in life. Now, we know the cost of gasoline. We also know the uncertainties and vagaries of air travel these days. So we have done this before. I usually try to do this once a summer and somehow lost track of the calendar. But I would like to know, where is your one-tank trip destination? Now, it doesn't strictly have to be one tank of gas. It could be two tanks of gas. The point is, it's someplace that is abundantly drivable, probably in Western New York or Ohio or Pennsylvania, maybe Massachusetts, perhaps Vermont, maybe New Hampshire. These things are up to you, but it also depends on your miles per gallon. So the term one-tank trips, I'm going to use that very, very loosely. But if you have children, give me an idea. Give me an idea. Give your fellow listeners an idea as to a great place to take your kids. Stuff, a place with plenty of stuff for the kids to do, so they're not going to be bored, so they're not going to wistfully be asking, when do we get to go home? And I'm kind of wondering, too, when you take your kids on vacation now, do they even know they're on vacation, or are they so buried in their electronic devices that all it is a change of venue from looking at the electronic device on your couch to looking at the electronic device at Cedar Point? I'm trying to figure that one out. But one-tank trips when families have children of whatever ages, and one-tank trips for people who are part of couples. Now, when you are part of a couple, obviously you don't have to worry about entertaining any children if it's just supposed to be a romantic or other kind of getaway for two. Maybe it's maybe you're going to do a wine trail. Always be careful with those. One of the really cool places that we discovered last summer was Hammondsport, New York. It was so dainty. It certainly was a one-tank trip. Yeah, it was definitely a one-tank trip, and it was, I must say, it was very pleasant. It was extremely relaxing, and it was so quaint. We did not stay on the lake. We walked down to the lake. It was a very warm day. We walked down to the lake, did not stay on the lake, but that whole Finger Lakes region, to me, is it's really very, very pleasant. And I don't know where you are with your particular life, but you don't have to call in now, but if you want to start calling in about 5 minutes after four, give me ideas. It's not so much me. You're actually helping out your fellow listeners, because I kind of know where I like to go at this point in my life. I know where people tell me to go all the time. But favorite one-tank trips, when you've got kids and you got to entertain them, or when you are older, or maybe before the time you have kids, for young lovers and older people whose kids have fled the roost. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. You're going to have some gems that I've never even heard of and other listeners have never even heard of.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.